It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Texas man runs a marathon in a football uniform to break a world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Banner Fuel. Also, Electric Bill, very excited off the text line, said he's excited to hear your story, Kevin, because he's going camping tonight, starting for 4 days.
Okay, see, I am here to help
guys
like Electric Bill, just people in general who like to go camping.
Sure.
Maybe it's not even camping. Maybe you're just someplace where, you know, you don't have a washing machine handy, and your underwear needs it.
Like work, for instance.
Now, I think that this could also work with your socks. This story is specifically about underwear, but I'm not sure why it couldn't work with anything else as well.
Okay.
But they're saying if you want clean underwear, there's one device that you need to take with you. You have Jay, you've got
blow
a very
dryer?
Perplexed... You know, I have tried that, and let me tell you what that does. That just gives you hot, stinky underwear.
Okay, so no on
and
that.
That's not what you want. No, the thing you need, a salad spinner.
Huh.
Say goodbye to the salad and hello to your new underwear washing machine.
Salad spinner.
How to clean and dry your underwear with a salad spinner.
Okay, so you're washing it. And then you put, or are you washing it in the salad spinner?
Yes,
so it's like
you are.
It's like the agitator for the
for
the washing machine. I see.
Fill the salad spinner halfway up with warm water.
Again, let's not mix our tasks here.
Then you can you can mix a little soap in, whatever.
I see.
Whatever you like. Place your underwear in the salad spinner.
Wow.
Off. Take it off. Place it in there.
I got it so far.
Make sure
you
get that
following,
right.
Following,
Spin it for 2 minutes. Dump the sudsy water out.
Right.
Refill with clean water.
That's the rinse, yeah.
To rinse it. Spin for another 2 minutes. Dump the water out. And now spin the underwear for another 2 minutes to dry it.
Like the spin cycle. Wow. Bill actually just texted that he's got one of those, so he's going to just
he's
have
got
to
a salad
get his,
spinner?
He said he has to sell his wife on the idea, but, you know.
Oh, she's going to be fine. What you tell her is...
What's worse?
Babe, you know how like 2 or 3 days into camping?
Yeah.
How I always smell a little bad? It's been so hot.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just washed my underwear?
Is there another option to buy more underwear and bring it with you or no?
Well, of course, but you usually want to pack light.
By the way, I see that the kind of salad spinner I was thinking about was just basically the bucket with the handle on the top.
Yeah, that's the only salad spinner I know.
They have an Electrolux professional one for $3,000.
Oh, my. There's no salad that needs spun that bad.
No, you're right.
Salad spinner. Yeah, Jay, I'm looking at them now. Yeah, those. But, I mean, most of them are exactly what we're thinking.
Yeah, like 25
bucks.
$25.
Yeah, right around there. Those are great. Boy, there's a commercial manual 5 gallon bucket. You could make your own, it looks like.
Underwear?
No. I don't recommend that. You could make your own salad spinner.
Yeah, you could.
When I see this 5 gallon bucket one, that's kind of cool. But then again, they're $25.
Yeah,
so why don't you just buy one?
Yeah, just do it.
And what an easy thing to throw in the, you know, like your camping gear.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just take it with you.
T-shirts. I mean, if you got the 5 gallon bucket, you got plenty of room in there for
stuff. I'm telling you.
I like it.
I might try this at a wedding soon, the next really hot wedding. You know, we do setup or whatever for a couple hours,
right.
And I'm pretty sweaty, and I could probably use a fresh pair. And what's it take, 6 minutes?
I know, but aren't you then standing there without your underwear on?
Yeah, I could go someplace private.
Story number two.
No?
I mean,
seems like a good idea. I do appreciate the tip on keeping our underwear clean while camping.
Yeah.
And that's how Kevin made the real news.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Thank you, Steve. I would be on the news, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Spokane, man. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Let's talk about this. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Steve, have you seen the Wienermobile up close and personal?
Yes. And actually, I knew a girl, she went to my high school, who I believe, drove it for a little bit.
That makes sense.
Well, that makes sense.
No, because
I don't know what that meant either.
I remember.
You look like the kind of guy who would have a friend who drove the Wienermobile.
And I don't know why this was, but they have a lot. Is it stationed out of the Chicago area?
Maybe, because I did see one driving downtown Chicago one time.
Yeah, I've seen one drive here, too, and I don't think it's from here. But if I remember right, talking to one of the girls who worked for the Wienermobile.
They might have a headquarters there, Kevin.
Yeah. That,
possible.
That she was from Chicago as well. And it was like a, you know, it's like their summer job. What a fun job for a young kid.
And I thought they were stopping that. Were they not like going away, it was going away or something? They were going to get rid of the hot doggers. Isn't that what they're called?
The hot doggers, yeah.
Yeah. They get like hats and stuff.
Oh, no, not that. Yeah.
Who needs a paycheck when you get a hat?
I mean, in addition to that.
Well, welcome to Oscar Mayer. This is the Wienermobile. You're going to be driving it around. Your whole idea is to be an ambassador for the, you know, the hot dog, obviously. You're going to be called a hot dogger, and this is the Wienermobile. You get what is going here.
Yeah.
We got you for the summer, so you're going to have about 3.5-4 months before you go back to school, and compensation is this hat.
And all the hot dogs you can eat.
What about the wiener?
Sign them up.
This is a bad one. This is in Illinois, Steve.
Oh, no.
Oak Brook. Do you know where that is?
Western suburb, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, Western. They were on the highway there.
Oh, no, Kevin.
And the old Wienermobile lost control, hit a Hyundai sedan, and flipped the Wienermobile over.
Oh, dang it. Are the hot doggers okay?
Everybody was okay.
Okay, that's good.
Authorities investigated.
I feel like it's kind of hard to drive, very top heavy.
Yes, and when it did flip over, the bottom side of it was burnt all the way.
Hey, yo.
What about the wiener?
Well, he just said it was burnt. Are you not listening?
What kind of stupid wiener name is that?
Hot dogger? That's, I mean, it's actually a pretty cute name.
Yeah, it's a great wiener name.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, ma'am?
You know, I'm not too cool about wieners.
All right.
That's a bummer. You're missing out.
Yeah, very much so.
They are delicious.
Oh, I'm seeing the picture now of the thing. Oh, it looks trashed.
Is it pretty bad?
It's banged up big time. That's the first time I've ever seen a dented wiener, but it's got a big, it's all laying on its side. I mean, they're lucky they were not injured. I'm going to say that.
I am doing the thing where, they only flipped it on its side.
Okay,
I
well,
thought
that's
it was
going
to be flipped all the way over.
Yeah, that feel. But I feel like that I'm surprised doesn't happen more often. The thing when we saw it, it's way bigger than you think it is. It's very high, top heavy. Wienermobile struck a car.
How big is it? It's 30 foot.
I mean, I can Google it for you.
The best ever is the picture down below, Jay, where they have the Wienermobile on a flatbed truck.
Yeah, I saw
that. Like he's, you know, it's like the tow company came and got it to take it and fix it. Imagine being that guy. You're just a regular tow truck. You just probably get tired and like, oh, go pick up
another
wreck.
One. Yeah,
and then you show up and you're like, are you kidding me? I get to haul the Wienermobile.
Well, you're taking 50 pictures immediately. 27 feet long, 11 feet high, 8 feet wide. Hot dog shaped dashboard, big screen TV, state of the art video equipment inside. There are 6 mustard and ketchup colored seats that can accommodate up to 12 people, and a removable bun roof with a ketchup walkway and an official wiener jingle horn. I don't know what that sounds like.
A wiener jingle horn?
Uh huh. Let's see if I can find it.
I'm an Oscar Mayer wiener. It's just got to sing the jingle when you hit it, right? Probably what they did at that little Hyundai that was in the way. They were like, hit the horn. Instead, it's like, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
The person singing along.
Yeah, that doesn't get anybody out of your way.
Nobody gets, it doesn't jar you into reality.
No.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
That is it. That's all it does.
That's their horn.
Yeah, that's not making anybody move out of the way. You're literally just singing along, and then next thing you know, you're on your side.
No road rage.
No.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My wife and I have a place in Destin, Florida, which is really, really great.
Kevin James.
Justin, that was very funny. You said my wife and I have a place. Do you not allow the kids there?
No, we don't.
The Jay and Kevin Show. on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin.
Dear Jay and Kevin, I'm an amateur photographer. It's basically just a hobby of mine. I'm getting pretty good at it, though. My husband hates me sticking a camera in his face all the time, but it's fun for me and that's all that matters. She does say ha-ha.
Yeah.
She understands his feelings are important to him. My best friend was going to surprise her husband for his birthday by having a sexy photo session done for him as a gift. And all the photographers she contacted were way too expensive, so she asked if I would do it. And I was like, heck yeah, I'd love to do it. I told her, just give me an idea of exactly the look that you're going for, and I'll start prepping for it. So the next day she called, we talked about it. Well, her definition of sexy pictures and mine are completely different. I was thinking like, you know, some skimpy shorts, low-cut top, lingerie, you know, like a lot of those sessions that you see. Now she wants me to take very graphic pictures of her. When I told her there was no way I would do that and I was appalled just at the thought of it, she cussed me out, hung up, and I haven't heard back from her. Basically, she's offended because I was offended. I still love her as my best friend. I just don't want to take those kind of pictures of her. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. What do you think? That's from Cassidy.
509-441-0999 to call or text. JD, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was thinking about it, and I just think it's wrong for her to ask that because it does put the photographer in an awkward position. If those pictures ever got out... Mm-hmm. Or let's say her and her husband split, they're out there.
Yeah.
And I would have, I think if she wants that for her husband, give her husband the camera and let him take his own pictures.
Oh, there you
go. That's what I was thinking too, JD. Is it's smart. One of those things that, I mean, you'll find photographers who would be happy to do it. I mean, like they're part of the professional, they're people who do that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's probably going to be expensive, whatever. But yeah, why not just have the husband, like as part of the gift, say, mm-hmm. hey, babe, I want to do like this sexy photo shoot for you and just have him take the pictures. Who cares if they're great?
Right.
It was the experience. They got the pictures and he got the gift.
What about the getting mad part at each other, at her getting angry? I'm assuming that's...
I think that will pass, but to ask your friend to do something like that and for her to get so upset because she said no, I would have said no too, even if it was my best friend, just out of respect.
Yeah.
Because if she's uncomfortable taking the pictures, you're not going to get good pictures.
Right. That's a good point, yeah.
True story.
JD, you're so smart. You pretty much solved it for us. We appreciate that.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you.
I do think Cassidy, who wrote the letter, mm-hmm. could have maybe been a little bit more tactful in how she said it to her. You know, just saying that I'm appalled at the thought of it.
Yeah, and, obviously that probably took the other lady up by surprise.
Right, maybe. Where she was kind of like, dang, we're best friends. And, you know, there's other people on Facebook saying, well, I've seen all my friends naked.
Oh, wow.
And so... It's just like, it's one of those things where I could see they would ask thinking I'd be comfortable with it. Okay.
Huh.
I get that. I don't know how many people have seen all their friends naked. It depends on how good are you.
Probably a low percentage. I'm glad I'm not in their friend group.
Why? Well, I don't think
it's you know
guys,
the answer.
Jay. I don't think that there's...
It doesn't matter. I'm like, yeah, I don't need that.
I feel like women are just that way sometimes. They're like, oh, we're sharing a hotel room, so... You're walking around, like some of them are just, they don't care.
I'm putting it on the poll.
I'm looking at.
Have you seen all your friends naked?
Not all of them.
What they said.
Have you seen your friends naked?
They said all your friends.
Have you seen
all
your friends naked?
Okay, so women you want me to only. Take the word? No, I'm not saying that. You don't know.
Well, because dudes, I don't know. I don't know any dudes that have. Oh, yeah, I guess you have.
Have you seen your good-looking friends naked?
Well, you're going to choose. It has to be. Sorry. Man.
You don't.
I'm looking at her Facebook page right now.
Okay.
Well, I am. I just. 99.9 Coyote.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to go back to this person and see if their phone reconnected.
Kevin James.
Nope.
No, they're busy.
I tried. I did my part.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Look at what happened here. We got our TV friends in. We're good. Let me just make sure everybody's got their... All right, everybody's good to go. You can wear headphones if you want. You don't have to if you don't want to wear headphones. You won't be able to hear Steve in the other room over there if you don't.
Yeah, you better put them on.
I know, yeah.
Steve always has a lot to say.
I got a lot of things to say. I got a lot of things on my mind.
So Natalie Grant is here. You've been here before. Good to see you.
I have. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
Trying to keep cool, as we all are.
Yeah, it's been a little warm. Yeah. Is he louder when it's hotter? Because I don't know if it's even possible.
I think he's just loud in general. Maybe our annoyance is a little, our toleration is a little bit lower when it's hot.
You're on edge more. I could see that. Rob King, nice to meet you. Good to see you.
It's good to be here.
You were in radio before, now you're a TV guy.
Yes, worked in radio, did radio news in Bakersfield, California, the lovely Bakersfield, California.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And now, I do digital streaming here. So, and you can also catch me middays on KXLY Plus.
Okay. All right. Kevin is very familiar with. He watches you all the time.
I told Jay, I said, I probably see Rob more than anybody else. I mean, I see you guys in the morning with no sound on, but that's about it.
Well, you're the one guy, and I appreciate it.
I'll give you all the clicks I can.
Your biggest fan right there. And when did you join KXLY, Rob?
November of 22, so I'm coming up on 2 years in this November.
Wow, I feel bad that we haven't met. That's probably all right.
He's a good guy, and he's on the anchor desk with us while Robin is taking some time away.
I've been filling in. That's change, but it's been a lot of fun. I've been enjoying it.
Well, you're doing a good job. So, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we watch... Kevin isn't here till 2 minutes before we go on the air. He's kind of big time that way.
Like a radio pro.
Yeah. He just walks in. We have his water ready. We clean his chair. I vacuumed his area over there this morning. So it's all good. Brought in his Fritos. Yeah. You know, the normal things.
Yeah, that's why we're so sweaty.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it happens. And Hannah Joy is here. Hi, nice to meet you.
How's it going?
We actually sort of met. Did you know that? Where we had the company barbecue.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we were like standing next to each other, like serving food, and we were just both scooping. Hi.
There's a lot of faces in this building.
Yeah.
I'm over here just trying to get pasta. I'm like, how's it going?
Why is this man standing so close to me? Move over. I'm almost done. So welcome. Where are you from?
Chicago.
Okay.
Windy City.
Steve's from Chicago, from the other room.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, ish.
Oh, a little bit?
Yeah. You know, outlying areas. Does that count?
That's the thing. People from Chicago, they say if you're from the suburbs, you're not from Chicago.
Yeah. All right, so that's why I'm like,
Exactly.
Well, tell her what suburb you're from, then she can really judge you.
Oh, this is going to be great.
For sure. Northbrook.
Oh, that's far. That's real far.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, you're done.
Yeah, that a girl. Yeah, yeah. She's like, I don't even like you. I don't even care. Yeah.
Are you north side, south side?
South side of Chicago.
Okay, nice,
Windy
nice.
City.
So Sox fan then?
Yeah, a little bit, but I like the Cubs too.
That a girl. There you go.
I'm like torn in between.
Okay, all right.
But
all right.
The Bears for sure.
Okay, all right. Very cool. All right.
You ever met Michael Jordan?
I wish.
Every Chicago question you can
ask. I don't know. That's all I know about Chicago.
You tried Malort?
That's tough. Just when in doubt, just default to all the Chicago questions. How about that wind there, huh? Man, I guess there's a lake or something. Well, welcome, guys. It's good to see everybody. Thanks. I guess you guys are going to play some games with us maybe in a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
So who do you think is the most outgoing not when you're on the air? Like, if you're just out in public, which one of you three?
I would
say
me.
They looked at Natalie.
I'd say Rob.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. I could talk to a brick wall.
No kidding. So you go to the grocery store and somebody's standing there looking at pasta or something, and you're like, you know, the elbow pasta is the best if you're going to do
it. Oh, yeah. Why not? Look, life is sometimes not fun, so it's enjoyable to just chat with people every once in a while.
Wow, what a...
Natalie was there in an Uber with me Saturday night. The Uber driver was not as interested in talking about the moon as I was.
Bob was really into it.
I feel like there's only two types of people in an Uber. It's either that I'm in my phone, don't talk to me, or Let's chat about
how long
everything.
Have you been driving Uber?
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. The moon
That's
talkers
like the
and the non-moon
question.
Talkers.
Yeah, yeah, right. Have you ever had anybody throw up in your car?
There you go.
It's so funny because sometimes
I hear Chicago's windy.
The Uber guy's into it, and other times they just want nothing to do with you.
That's mostly what I get is zero feedback, and I go, all right, I can read a room.
Or a car.
Or a car.
Well, that's impressive. Not always. That's not always the case. A lot of times you're like, don't care, still going to keep talking.
I can do that. That's mostly with Natalie, though. People I really know, it's like, I'm just going to power through your annoyance with me.
This morning I told him, I go, you know, Rob, sometimes I wonder how your wife Megan just talking.
Because what time are you guys on set?
We are on air in the morning at 5, but we're in the building at 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Some of us before then.
Yeah. So, yeah. So the talking at 3:30 thing, that could be annoying.
Yeah.
But so. I do that as a way to wake me up. It's like, I got to start engaging the day now.
Yeah.
Or else I'll fall asleep at my desk.
You and Steve need to hang out.
They can talk in the morning. He's just at each other.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great idea.
Come on, man. I'm good at the quiet game. I can do it.
Yeah, no, you're not.
He does this. I'll say, Steve, I need the quiet game this morning. And he'll be like,
let's play.
When does it start? I'm like, you already lost.
It's like, the fact that I suggested it means it starts now.
Yeah, don't give our team any tips. They need to be able to handle me.
And how are you? Are you guys okay with that? You guys kind of have that relationship? Hannah, if you told him, he said, Rob, not today. Would he go by it, or would he just try to get you out of your mood?
I don't know. I think, like, he may go by it.
I think so. Hannah's new, so I'm going to try not to overwhelm her. Natalie, I've known for a while.
We're still learning each other.
Yeah, that's hard to know, because if he's just powers through, you're like, good Lord, this man will not be quiet.
But I feel like if I told Rob to be quiet, he's like a little brother. That would just be like, well, I just still need to talk to you about these things. And, what about this? And poke the bear.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally get it.
That's you and Kevin's relationship.
Yeah,
Steve.
For sure. Yeah. Rob, what will your schedule be when Robin's back? And
sure.
What are your normal hours here?
Yeah, so I'm normally 6 to about 3-ish. So then I do midday kind of news, and if there's breaking news online, I anchor those, press conferences, stuff like that. Or I also do artist interviews with people that are coming to town.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Wow. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Yeah. And that's a great way for us to tell people about a show, but also give us content, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there was one just with Jason Mraz that you did, right?
I did, yeah. That was a low-key career highlight. I have loved Jason Mraz as an artist for years. And to be able to speak to him, like, even people from my high school were commenting, being like, dude, if high school, you could see this now. I was like,
right.
Oh, yeah, unreal.
Right.
Could not have been cooler. Could not have been nicer. Just so chill.
Were you nervous?
Nice. Oh, yeah. That was probably the interview I've been most nervous to do.
Yeah.
Sure. For sure. Because I wanted him to like me. I think it went great.
Okay.
We chatted a little bit after the interview, too, so he wasn't
Perfect.
Like a super hard out. Sometimes they're like, I got it.
Yeah.
15
yeah,
after,
go.
I got to go.
Right.
But no, he stuck around for a bit and we chatted.
That's
it was a lot
cool.
of fun.
Rob's last question. So, did you enjoy me?
Very insecure. I need the affirmation.
Yeah, that's right. And a quick autograph would be great. Yeah. All right, you guys going to hang out for a little bit?
Yeah, we can hang out for a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, then they got to go TV stuff, but we'll be right back. Hold on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Buttery soft, it says. Why did I read that? I'm sad now.
Kevin James.
I'm sad now. I'm not sad. I'm very happy.
Just pre-read something.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, our friends from News 4 have made the trek up the stairs here to radio, which do you guys ever... You when you come up the stairs, well, you don't come up very often.
Not very.
Hannah, you're like brand new, so you've probably never been in radio before, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
it's my first time.
Okay, and Rob, have you been up here before?
No one's cared to invite me.
Oh.
Poor Rob.
Now I feel like that's on me. I'm sorry.
Come on, guys.
I apologize.
We're gonna do better.
Yeah. You've been up before, right, Natalie? Were you? And then does somebody ever try to talk to you when you get to the top of the stairs? And you're like... Just
not yet, but I could see that being a thing. Like, oh, I gotta go. Just thing.
The worst. It's literally the worst.
Stairs are brutal.
Straight
crazy
up.
Incline.
Yeah, straight up. And so every time we walk up and you see somebody, you our fun thing to do is when someone's new up here, we're like, hey, you got a quick second? I want to ask you a couple questions. They're like, hold on one second here. This is stupid. So, yeah. So, welcome to radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate you guys coming up. You want to try a little catchphrase there?
Yeah, let's do some catchphrase. And I think instead of, you know, trying to figure out who's going to be on whose team or whatever, I think we have a natural choice here with the morning talkers, Steve and Rob. Put those guys together.
I'm into it.
Wow. Natalie, okay. Hannah, put you guys together.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Do you guys know how to play catchphrase?
No.
No.
All right, catchphrase is simple. You just get a, it'll have a word on the card, and then you can say anything you want, but you just can't use that word, obviously.
Okay.
So you can give clues, anything. It's not like one-word clues. It's you can do numerous words.
Right. Like if a card had Fritos, I'd turn it over and say, oh, Thomas Rhett's picture's on it. He has the new Twister ones, and you go, Fritos. And
yes.
Yeah, so I can give as many clues
and
as I want.
On to the next. And you try to get as many as you can in like 60 seconds.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And then you can pick who gives the clues and who guesses.
Yep. All
right.
Yep.
So,
all right.
What do you think? Let's, who do we want to go first?
Ladies first.
Ladies
obviously.
First.
Rocky and Hannah.
Right answer.
Obviously. All right.
Yeah. All right. Who's going to give? Who's going to receive? Hannah's going to get your game face on, girl.
Right.
I saw that.
Ready.
You're focusing.
I'll give the question.
Okay. All right.
So I just picked the
and if you run out of cards, that's good, too.
I can't see Hannah because she's behind my computer monitor.
Oh, there you go.
I wouldn't even know what she looks like. Yeah. Okay, now I know.
Okay, now you're good. Yeah. All right, yeah. 60 seconds on the clock. Start whenever you want.
Something that a dog says.
Roof, roof.
A different word for that.
Bark.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
He had plays basketball, I think. Very large man. Like
check.
Yes.
Wow. Hey. That was
great. When you're Chicago probably has a lot more of this than Spokane does. When you're sitting in your car for a really long time. And you're annoyed and nothing.
Traffic.
There you go.
Nice.
He writes scary books, I think. Same last name as Rob.
King.
Yes. Do you know an author? The first name is a name.
You can pass if you want.
It's an instrument that you play with your hands.
Piano.
There you go.
Wow.
When you're a little kid and you get sent off to this during the summertime and
summer camp.
Wow, yes. Okay.
When you like to go out and look at pretty things with a camera.
All right, there you go. And time's up. All right. Yeah, Stephen King.
Bad.
Is that what you were trying to get to? Yeah, Stephen King. Yeah, yeah.
Steve scary. Was.
Oh, you
his
were
hand.
Like, scary books, right? Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we got 5 with a pass. All right, let's see how the guys do.
Yeah.
Who's Rob, are you giving or receiving? What did you decide?
Not the first time I've been asked, but what do you think? Steve, I'm a guest in your station.
Well,
what would you
the,
like?
You're the guest, so you get to pick.
That's true, okay. Actually. Yeah.
I will take. How about you give me clues?
There you go. That's a terrible idea. I can't wait to see how it goes.
All right, Rob. That was a choice.
Even Natalie was like, oh, God, no, don't do that.
We have to be able to beat 5, right?
Well, I mean, we'll see,
you
won't we?
You would think that, but...
Maybe a little early to talk smack. We'll see what happens.
Oh, man.
All right, you talkers. Let's see how we do.
Boy. Okay.
Talking away.
Okay, this you do like around a rink. But
skate.
It's similar to
Zamboni.
It's not ice skating, but it's
rollerblading.
Yes, that's what it is.
Oh, look at there.
Oh boy. National anthem, the writer
Star Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key.
Let's go.
Thank you. Baywatch.
Pamela Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
This is a TV show. Jeff Probst.
Survivor.
Yeah. Okay. What does he say? What's his catchphrase? He's one of the. I can't think of it. Pass.
All right.
The Fonz, the TV show.
Happy Days.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune.
Alex Trebek. Pat Sajak, the other one.
Yeah. Yes, but the person who turns.
Vanna White.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We already did this. This is like if you go. Cats is a
musical.
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
Oh, there
count
we
it.
Go. Yeah, eight for count. The win for
eight
the guys.
Let's go. Yeah.
Well done. Wow. Yeah.
Rob King is a gamer.
Yeah.
I feel terrible like he's very competitive. But we still did
I'm a big Jeopardy fan. Random trivia knowledge. That's where I excel. Doing other things, not as much.
Yeah.
I think that I picked great. The right pile though, because I think I would have had to skip a couple of
things. Yeah, like ours were harder.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens. Yeah.
Rob, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Same.
You have some very good old school knowledge, I feel like. Like
thank
sometimes
you.
The age thing, like they just
that can be, yeah.
You don't get some stuff.
But like, stuff like Happy Days, just kind of existing in the world, it's thrust upon you. It's not yeah. like I'm seeking out to watch Happy Days reruns, but yeah. I got enough to at
but
least
you know
the Fonz.
You know Fonzie, yeah.
Is there are there any old school TV shows that you watch, like on MeTV or something that you might watch?
Andy Griffith Show. That was my Andy dad's Griffith big show. One, so I did watch that. Other than that, no, not really.
Hannah, have you watched or do you like any of the old school TV shows?
A little bit, but
not a huge fan.
Yeah, not a huge fan.
Yeah.
What kind of TV show do you like?
I'm more so like anything that's like Netflix, Hulu.
Right. Yeah, you're current.
Yeah, very current. Yeah.
Do you still like movies? I feel like a younger generation doesn't like movies as much. Do you still like movies?
I do. I still enjoy movies, and I still actually enjoy going to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Very good, yeah.
I'd like to hear that.
It's harder to do. It's expensive. It is. It's a trip. But now they serve alcohol. So that's been a
bust. Whatever it takes to get you there,
yeah,
I think that's what's
they
happening.
Know.
Yeah, they're smart. They figured that out. Natalie, do you have an old school TV show?
I used to watch Cheers a lot as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like
that's
randomly.
A great one.
That's a good one. I mean, I feel like Friends is kind of a cop out. That's not really old school.
Sure, yeah.
Much.
Yeah, it's like 30 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
So are we, Rob.
Oh, no.
The problem is, Friends is on so much that you can almost any time of day, you could find an episode that's just on regular cable.
It's like
cable,
brainless TV. You could just put it in the background.
Put it on, and yeah.
And there was Nick at Night back in the day where it would take some kind of older reruns of like Full House and
sure.
George Lopez show.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, there
how
you
about
go.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
another
a favorite.
Great
one. Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, that's so good to have you come up here. Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun.
Do you guys, who's joking around down there besides Mark? Is there anybody else who...
I feel like we're jokesters.
You guys are pretty lighthearted.
Yeah, but you got to. Mark carries it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not going to outwit him.
There's only one Mark Peterson.
We did a
only one. I've been
and then we
that
said,
all day.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. It's like it took me 10 seconds of working here to realize there's only one Pete. That's all it takes. Yeah.
Mike Peterson. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, Steve. All right, you guys, thank you so
thank
much for
you
doing
so
that.
Much.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Thank you.
Don't be strangers, okay?
For sure.
Yeah, we'll see you on TV in a second.